tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you. And each month I'm going to be checking in with CWC, Central Wyoming College here in Jackson, to see what they have going on for higher education here in our community. Right now I am joined by Christy Jones, who is a phlebotomy instructor at CWC. And she is here to tell me about her field and the course that she teaches. Christy, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, thank you.
So, Christy, what is phlebotomy?
Phlebotomy is basically, it's the people in the hospital who draw your blood. They are going to collect specimens throughout the hospital for both inpatient and outpatients.
And does that necessarily mean the nurse every time?
It does not. It, depending on the hospital, nurses have so many tasks that they have that the lab will supply people that will collect specimens that have the training to do difficult draws and the knowledge to know what tubes and what procedures need to be done for what specific test is being ordered.
How long have you worked in phlebotomy and as a medical assistant?
I have been doing this for over 30 years. Kind of dates me there just a little bit, but I went right out of high school and got my degree. I also had was an x-ray tech, so I have got a broad range of experience that I've got had the pleasure over the years to be able to do. So yeah, I've worked in hospital labs and clinic labs.
And you've been a teacher in this field for about 10 years?
About 10, yeah. I started in Oregon. We had a program that was established in Oregon that I kind of went into, started off as just the lab assistant and ended up being head instructor of the program. So, and then here we developed this program from scratch. So it's been really fun to get to have put my own personality into this program.
You must have been, you must have been stuck many times in your life.
Oh. The beauty, I am the right instructor for this job because I have fabulous veins. So that student that gets stuck or gets nervous or needs a win, they get me. So it's kind of a nice advantage to have really great veins that I can work with students on. When I was a student, I remember I just had a horrible time. I just didn't think I could put a needle in a patient's arm, and my teacher made me stay after and said, "You're not leaving until you get my blood." So that was kind of a big learning experience, a big breakthrough for me. So I try to do that for my students also.
So run me through this phlebotomy course that CWC offers, and it's once a year. It's a 2-hour credit. Mm-hmm. And what does it set up the students for after they complete the course?
So it's a real broad range. So not only are you going to get the skills, I'm going to be over in Jackson for 4 weekends, and it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's very intense. And they also get the theory behind. So there's a national exam. Not all phlebotomists are required to be certified, but more and more hospitals are going towards certification. So they will be qualified to take the national exam to become a certified phlebotomist. And so I know the Jackson Hospital does require their phlebotomists to be certified within 6 months, I believe, of hire. So that really gives them a step up in getting hired to have that certification in hand.
If you're just joining us, I am on the phone with Christy Jones, who is a phlebotomy instructor over at CWC. Each month, I'm going to be highlighting some available courses to continue your education here in our community. So we're talking about phlebotomy, which is the skill of drawing blood and fluids. Now, Christy, you mentioned to me that phlebotomy and the medical assistant field is a flourishing field. There's lots of job opportunities there.
It is nationwide. You know, in our smaller communities, there's not as many jobs. But nationally, I think it's like a 20 to 25% job growth rate. A lot of our students are looking to, they're maybe just thinking about the healthcare field. And that's the beauty of this course. So it's a 2-credit class. You get exposed to a medical procedure that's a very valuable skill. It's I think of it more as an art. It takes a lot of skill to be able to both calm the patient and perform the procedure in a timely manner. So you have this great background experience and education, and then you take this test. And I'll have to brag my students here in Riverton. We had 100% pass rate on our national exam. Today was the last day for last semester took their national exam. So we have really good rates of students passing and being successful.
Are there any requirements or prerequisites needed to take this course?
There are not, other than the students do, people that are potentially interested do need to know that historically the way this class has always been run is we practice on each other. So sometimes I get that deer in the headlight look from the student that says we practice on each other, but that is how we do it. You need to know both sides of what it's like to have your blood drawn from the side of sticking the person to the side of having your blood drawn from a student. And we're very careful, and we use all the latest equipment, all safety devices, and difficult thing. Students get used to it very quickly. I've never had a student walk out and say, oh, I just can't do this. I can't have other students poke me. And a lot of times by the middle of the class, they're like, oh, come on, poke me again. Try this vein. And so they're helping each other and working together. So it's a real unique class, a lot of camaraderie between the students in a very short time.
So, Christy, you're based in Riverton, but this course is offered at CWC in Jackson at times. Where in Jackson is it offered?
So the CWC has some rooms at the Center for the Arts. So we have our course uses the nursing lab, and that's where we go for the weekend. So it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday sessions.
Now, I know this class is currently going on. When will the next session be open?
So we hope to start it again in the fall, the next cohort of students. And again, as students that are looking into the nursing field or just thinking, I don't even know if I want to be in the medical field, what's it all about? So you're going to have our students BPR certified. You're going to get bloodborne pathogen training, infection control. There's going to be just kind of a broad range of subjects that we hit. So it's a really good introduction to the medical field.
Well, Christy, thank you for taking some time today to kind of fill us in on what's going on at CWC these days and telling us a little bit about phlebotomy.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Christy Jones, who teaches a phlebotomy course over at CWC Central Wyoming College in Jackson. And this is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.